Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Stand Up for News. It's stand-up comics, and we tell you the news. I'm your host, Mac James, James Esterline, and this is your other host. I'm her co-host, Robin Macho Woman Savage. Say hello, Robin.
Oh, hey, it is great to be here. Usually the studio is crowded. Now we've got just some elbow room, but we've got a lot of fun people calling in.
Well, what happened was we did a podcast today. With a special guest, Tommy Chong, mm-hmm. on Inside Manny, the podcast without a name, but that's kind of the name. And we were going a little later than we thought, so I hit the road to get here on time, but those boys kept the interview going, because our new co-host, Joe Izzo, is on his way right now from the podcast studio over to the radio studio. It's a crazy world, this stand-up comedy, but talking to Tommy Chong was awesome. My goal is always to make him laugh and to learn something from him, and I learned the power of prayer. He said stuff last time I talked to him about prayer, and then now I'm going to actually start practicing prayer. So you want to do a prayer with me?
Okay, let's do a prayer.
Let's bow our heads.
Okay.
Our Father in heavenly, universal God in heavens and stuff, please forgive me for the things we're going to say on Stand Up for News. Please forgive the news, and please forgive Manny for running late, and for Joe Izzo, and hopefully they get here safe and sound very shortly, or as soon as they do, whenever they get here, it's meant to be. In your name we pray, amen.
You forgot to ask them to forgive Captain Jim.
Oh, forgive Captain Jim for leaving the show to go on the sea until November, but we have a new segment called
Captain.
Oh, Captain, my Captain. Where are you now? And he's going to be traveling up and down the coast of the Atlantic Ocean, the United States, and North America, basically, right? And doing some captain stuff. So where are you now, Captain Jim?
All right, I'm sitting on the dock in Miami. We're still got to put the boat together. We still got to sail up. We got some work to do, so our departure will be a little bit delayed. We've also got this storm out there.
Oh, wow.
What are you talking about putting the boat together? You building a boat
like
out
a
of Legos
kit?
Or something?
It's a Lego boat.
Lego
yeah,
boat?
What do you think?
Lego
what do you think,
Titanic?
A captain real boat? I'm a Lego captain.
That's what that
with Lego
made
hair,
of.
Like our friend Guy Dudley said the other night at our really awesome open mic or Orlando Invasion
amazing night.
Our new home at the Twisted Tiki.
Yep. I love that place.
Yeah, So
I'll keep
I wish this was a Lego boat. Lego boat would be easier than this. It's a very complicated boat, but we're not off yet.
You said they don't have a sail on the thing yet?
Man, we don't have our big main sail yet. So we're
kind of need that, right?
We kind of need that. Absolutely.
I'm no captain like you, but
that's all for.
What are they looking for? A sail that's on sale?
a sale on sales? Yeah, that doesn't happen.
I've got some old bet sheets I could FedEx you, Jim, and you guys could sew those together.
Send us some twine. We'll swish it. We'll stitch it together.
We'll be flowers on it and stuff.
How did everything go with Sean? Did you guys?
Sean.
Did everybody? Tommy Chong.
Yeah, man. I love that guy. He's awesome. He's been on this show twice. I did two podcasts with him. Now we just left there, and I got some insight about maybe praying a little more to God, and things are going to happen for a reason the way they're happening, and. He's very insightful. He laughed and kind of chuckled at my joke I told him. I don't think I can tell it on the radio, but
I
don't know. Can you? You know the word for boob that starts with a T?
Uh huh.
You can't say it on the radio.
No,
right?
That's one of them.
Yeah, so I'm not going to do
that. No, you can't. I don't know why.
I don't know. It's not the word itself. It's a word that has that word inside of that word. It's a plan.
Oh, wow.
I'm not going to say it. But I am going to say this, Captain Jim. You did an amazing job hosting the Twisted Tiki so well that Kim, the owner there at Twisted Tiki, has asked us to come back and do a bi-weekly show and a monthly showcase with a headliner, a traveling headliner probably. She's got a budget for us. get someone, a local Florida comic, to be a special guest, and one of us can host it. So thank you from the bottom of my heart. I'm very proud of you. You did a great job, dude.
No, thank you for organizing. That was an amazing feat of comedy, scheduling, organization, getting the word out. I've never seen anything like that before. I didn't think it could be done.
But what about oh, really? You thought I was going to blow it? What about our birthday girl, though, Captain Jim? Happy birthday, Robin.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
And how was your experience up there at the Royal Vapor Lounge? When I got there, the place was packed.
I was going to say.
There was about 40 people in there when I got
there. Yeah, it was probably 30 or 40 people. I mean, you know, in and out. Actually, if you count the people who kind of shuffled in and then I'd say
customers coming and going.
50. Yeah.
But you had 18 comics on the list.
Yeah, we had 18 comics on the list. That was really fun. I like one particular comic, a gentleman. He's an Orlando comic. His name's Ivan D. I've only seen him on Facebook for years.
Me and him had a lot to talk about. We got along. We were fast friends.
Yeah, he's a cool guy. He's been doing it forever. I mean, there was just some really interesting people.
I told him I was going to book him if we got that room.
Oh, absolutely.
I was like, dude, he had to go up last and deal with a tougher crowd. I guess we got to look at what we did as a measuring stick, because I think we had 5 too many comics, you know?
But that
crowd had been there from 7.
Yeah.
Some of them from 6, because they did the trivia first.
Oh, okay.
Because they had trivia night before that.
Yeah.
So, but we're doing it Tuesday nights, July 11th, the first one. Nathan Gilardi, the hilarious Nathan Gilardi. I just opened for him at Sunshine City Comedy Club
a couple weeks ago.
He headlined that show. He's going to be our headliner, our feature comic, and then he'll be a headliner at the showcase that we're going to do.
Okay.
And you're going to host.
Okay.
If you want to.
I was going to say that's very exciting. It's a great room. I got there towards the end because I was hosting one of the first shows, and oh my gosh, I kudos again to you, Jim. You did just a great job. I mean, that place was just packed out. And
how many comics did you have to do? 28, you said?
We easily had 25, 26. It was a lot. I felt like the admiral of a fleet of comedians.
You were awesome, man.
It was a lot of fun.
So 18 total comics over there at the Twisted Tiki, and I'm not sure how many hit the Jazzy Cat that got to go, because there was a little miscommunication there. But overall, everybody was happy. Everybody got that gas money. Everybody killed it. Yeah. Tampa won, according to the crowd. Who do you think won, Jim? You were the host. You saw most of everything.
We had great comics on both sides. Our headliners were both fantastic. I think that was really just, you know, a measure of hometown support. We go and we take Tampa Bay and Orlando. We'll probably get, you know, kind of the same results. They'll like Orlando, but they'll also like our humor. So. I think getting everybody together like that is connecting.
It's a great way to network.
Face to face too. I mean, not the social media stuff. Just that real human to human contact.
Yeah, I agree.
You did such a good job, but the best job of all was Kim for letting us do it there, and for Kim at Twisted Tiki filling that room with her regulars, and now they want us back. So. July 11th is a Tuesday. Now, I know Sunshine City Comedy Club has their open mic Tuesday, but we're starting at 7 o'clock, so comics can come to us first and then be there by 8 when they do a number draw now. So you're not like, you don't have to get there early anymore. Like, I used to get there real early, 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
You know, an hour and a half before list drops. I'm here first. Hang out with MJ a little bit, you know. Mike Jones, love that guy. But now they don't have to, they can come perform for us. And then get some minutes in front of a big old crowd. There's 200 people in that building.
I was going to say, there
every
was
single
so
table
many people.
Reserved. That's 80 count. Plus the couches were full. All the railings, that's 18 seats and 30-some mm-hmm. seats at the bar. Plus it was standing room only as well after that point. There's a good 200 people that showed up for an open mic. That's unheard of. And so Kim's going to do it again. We're going to put up some more posters with your face on it right on the door and everything there, Robin. And Nathan Gilardi will help headline that one. We'll put them up right away. We'll put them up first, and we'll get the open mic kicked off right after that.
Yeah, that sounds great.
And then, yeah, it's going to be super sweet. Thanks to Dawn Reese, of course, who will be back here on the air on the 6th. She, Hollywood Connection, started putting us on the radio a year ago.
Yeah.
Just over a year ago. And without her doing that, there would be no Stand Up for News, no Stand Up for News live events, you know?
Yeah.
So if it wasn't for her giving us a little shot, she just started asking me when, hey, we need a host for Russo's. And we started doing Russo's Mic Chef. She said, I could take the gig. She picked me out of a bunch of people that applied. And then she saw something else and started putting me in the comics on the radio. And here we are, you know?
Yeah.
Standing Up for News.
Standing Up for News. Because, oh, we didn't even do our Stand Up for News song.
Nah, there's just two of us. Did you want to do the song?
No, I'm
Jim, you want to do the song?
All right.
Stand Up for News. Stand up for
stand
News.
Up news.
We'll stand up for
you.
We can stand up too.
Don't sit down.
Stand up now.
Stand up
for News. Stand up for News.
Stand up for News. All the seagulls are looking at me like I'm crazy.
It's Christopher Wright's birthday too. The Starlight Collector, Stand Up for News, is musical director here. He's not.
With us till,
he gets back from Alaska. I hope he calls in though. And happy birthday to you. And Robin?
Yeah, Russ's birthday is tomorrow. I don't know what the deal is about Stand Up for News correspondents all having the same birthday.
When's your birthday, Jim?
The beginning of October, so I'm not
you
I'm
have
not
a
in
day?
The crowd, yeah.
Not sure.
The second.
You don't know what day your birthday and date it is on?
He's like, it's October-ish. It was kind of a chilly morning.
It's October-like.
Are you even sure about this?
I don't know if there were pumpkins reading this from involved. There was
sounds like a poem just started.
I feel like Manny just had a birthday. When's your birthday, James?
Oh, January 5th.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Wow.
You're a winner, baby.
So, I'm going to stand up for the news. You know, everybody's making fun of the submarine thing happening. And then a lot of, I saw a club owner, the club owner at Jackie Knight, Michelle Keith. They're not so happy about people making all these jokes about these five guys out there stuck in a submarine somewhere, you know?
Oh, they got mad at that?
God, everybody's making fun of it. I mean, is it too soon? I mean, these guys are
way too
they're
soon.
running out of oxygen. I'm saying prayers for them, but the
I
good news
they're...
is, though, that their sonar did pick up a lot of banging noises. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Yes, I mean, you're on a sub for a long time, and, you know, what happens on the sub stays on the sub. You know, just let them finish banging and then bring them up. It's kind of too late, isn't it, for us to hope that they find them safely. But
I think, yeah.
They're running out of oxygen, they said today. They found a debris pile.
Yeah, I think they
could. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it's a mystery anymore.
They don't know what the debris is from technically yet. Nah.
Yeah, the same thing happened to me when I went to Publix for lunch. They lost my stuff, too.
They haven't had this bad a PR since... Jared.
I think the lack of sympathy is because they're all good, bad, or indifferent. I think the lack of sympathy is because they're all extremely wealthy people.
You don't think the $1.25 million they spent to go see the Titanic wreckage could have gone to help a lot of people that are in suffering states right now across our nation?
Well, and then I only know this because someone made a joke about it last night at Stefano Capicato's open mic. I think the son of some guy on the boat, he also went to, not Blue Oyster Cult, I can't remember, some rock band. He was just like, hey, I'm grieving my dad, but I'm going to go to this rock concert.
Oh, man.
I'm butchering it. The comedian said it.
Even if I was that rich, I would not get in a submarine.
Well, you know, he only went to that show so he could hear them play their famous song, Don't Fear the Reaper.
If Sean Connery's not alive to pilot that thing, I'm not getting on it.
I would get on it only if Captain Jim were the submarine captain.
I'm not going underwater.
Yeah, and in that case, we would never submerge, okay?
Right? There you go. Then I would.
I would be above the water.
Then I would ride with you, bud.
Any day above the water is a good day.
Now, Jim, have you ever been in the submarine?
No, only the ones at Disney World, and even that scared the hell out of me.
I was in one at the Mosey in Chicago, Museum of Science and Industry. They have a sub.
Oh, okay.
You can go inside of it and check it out. Hey,
Hello,
Matt.
Joe.
What's the score, bud?
2-2, we're in the sixth.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I appreciate
you guys are playing my hometown
Welcome
team.
Our newest host of Stand Up For News, the one and only, the man who's been popping and booming all over Tampa Bay, Joe Izzo is in the house. What's
hey,
up, Joe?
Hey, thank you for having me, James.
Wow.
Hey, what's up, Robin?
He's our new co-host. He just got off the Zoom podcast meeting that we did with Tommy Chong.
Mr. Tommy Chong.
I bet that was exciting.
Oh, thanks he was
to,
so
Marcus
humble.
For that
and
connection.
He was, yeah, he was just sharp as a tack.
Uh-huh. Wasn't that telling
sharp
you?
As a tack. He's in his 80s.
Did
and
you learn
he is.
In life?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I learned that if you still smoke a lot of marijuana, you can have a great memory. That guy is mm-hmm. sharp as a tack.
Yeah, oh, wow.
He was remembering names from the 70s.
Uh-huh. How about those stories, though?
Oh, they were great. They you know.
Jack Nicholson stories, hilarious.
Yeah.
I was trying to.
Yeah,
like,
dating his daughter.
I kept trying to wave at you guys. Like, let the man talk.
The man oh,
talk.
Yeah.
He's going to pause
oh,
for
definitely.
A minute so he can.
You know what I think would be a good reality show? Take Tommy Chong and Willie Nelson and have them do the card game where concentration, where you try to find the matches. That would be a promote.
Right? He's a
pot.
But like he was a very humble man for, you know, taking the interview and talking to us about, like, you know, old stories and things like that.
The reason
it was really cool.
You and I can relate to the guy. We both came from poverty as well as he did.
Yeah, yeah,
and my
man,
dad
man.
Came from kind of the exact same story as him. They had outhouses in my grandpa's house.
Oh, he was saying that, and I was thinking about my mom, God rest her soul, mother of three boys, hellions in the middle of North Philadelphia. And
oh, wow.
my mom would rent rooms. And, like, when we couldn't afford to have our own apartment, and she's gotten kicked off of housing and welfare
oh, wow.
multiple times. So,
yeah.
like, you know, my mom had it rough, and we had it rough growing up. But she made good, you know. She
yeah.
she did her best, and, you know, at the end, she is really a great mom. She taught me a lot of great life lessons.
You know what I think?
So, like, you
she
know, being poor
job,
was an advantage, I think.
She did a dang good job, because...
Yeah.
Yeah.
You are the reason we got Twisted Tiki. We were just talking about it before you got here.
Oh, yeah,
what do
yeah,
you
yeah.
think of the turnout that show?
Oh, that was a great turnout, man. That was a great turnout.
Mind.
When I got there, I was walking around and people were stopping me on the shoulder going, "Hey, are you a comic?" And I'm like, "Yes, I am." They're like, "Awesome." And like, you know, it's like
so
it's great to see
we
people
there.
It's great to see people not comics excited about comedy.
And laughing
exactly.
so much.
You know,
yeah,
a lot of these bars
good.
We do, you know, people just show up and they're like, "Oh, there's a guy with a mic." You
yeah.
know, like those people came to laugh.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, I didn't end up getting on stage, but I walked in and, oh my gosh, it just seemed like every comedian who went up would just had a killer set and it was a great audience. And yeah, it was a great night. Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Really
great, night.
Before,
great night.
Before we went to do the podcast today, with Tommy Chong and Manny Avila, we stopped and got some pizza.
Oh, yeah.
Man, they're our new sponsor, you know. Gulfport, a slice of Gulfport in Gulfport, 1414 Gulfport. It's not a place that you want to go and sit down and eat unless you like sitting outside because there's no indoor seating.
Yeah, it's a grab-and-go type of place, but like the pizza is pretty good.
You're a working man and you're out on the road, right? Pull in, grab two slices and a Coke for only $7.99, and the pizza was delicious. What did you think of it?
Well, I didn't get to eat the bread, but I ate all the cheese, sauce, and pepperoni off. I get, but it was very delicious. The bread would put me in bed for like 4 days, so.
I gave the first pie last week when we rated it an 8.1. And I did that on the reviews.
Sauce,
I haven't posted the videos
sauce
for TikTok.
Sauce is good, cheese is
you
know.
The sauce is really, really good. So this time I'm giving it an 8.5 because I got it the way I like it with light sauce.
Yeah,
so
She put her heart into that. Did you see
yep.
how? Did you see how perfect the crust around, like where she lined the cheese all the way around? So like, it had
an
even number of
yeah,
crust
yeah.
the whole way around.
She
I was like,
what
impressive.
It was for this time, though.
Impressive.
We had to call in our free pizza this time, so.
Right.
She knew it was for us, so maybe that's why it's getting a higher rating. But it's a 1414 58th Street South in Gulfport. It's called a Slice of Gulfport.
Slice
this
of Gulfport.
This is a darn good pie, you guys. So check
yeah,
it out.
Yeah, they really
okay?
do. Yeah, good people.
I'm glad you liked it, buddy.
Yeah.
So, Joe, you got some shows that you're going to be doing coming up?
Oh boy, yeah, I do. Where do I start? So I believe on the 27th of this month, I will be doing the Legion Post 8186 in Spring Hill.
Okay.
It is a dinner and show type event. Derek is producing it. With MGM 98. Things he actually sent me, like he gave me. You guys can't see this, but look, he gave me a comedian trading card.
Oh, a trading card. That's really neat.
You can but our cameras can see.
Derek Meyer, big ups to him.
He's an amazing guy.
Yeah. So I'm working with him. Give me 1 second, because I do have a list. If you want to give me 1 second to pull off,
Robin.
I'm also doing the 11th. I'm doing a lot of shows.
That's what I want to hear about.
I'm so very blessed. I don't know how this shit happened, but like, you know, people keep on asking me.
I'm glad you got time to come stand up for news since Jim got his little vacation.
I love you guys. You guys are actually pushing comedy and doing the things like that. This is what it's all about.
Hey,
all
Jim,
right. So look, here's the dates, and we've already knocked out Orlando Invasion on 6/19. Check. That was awesome. Check Legion. It's 186 in Spring Hill. That is on the 27th. You can come out. You can buy a ticket to get in. You can buy some dinner, and all the proceeds go to a special cause. Then I'm going to be doing... I was supposed to be doing America Fest up in Vortex Springs. Supposed to be doing 2 days.
That sounds like a place that like you get lost in.
It's like some 4th of July jam band America thing they got Fist. Going on up there. No. Like they do bluegrass and stuff.
Oh, okay.
I was supposed to do 2 days. I'm doing one.
Stuff, man. What you talking about? Bluegrass.
Yeah. Bluegrass and country and stuff. Things I don't listen to. So I'll have my ear pads in the whole weekend. But I was supposed to do 2 days, and now I'm only doing one. So that's
check.
Check. So then, I missed skip one. On the 30th, I'll be going to Papa Beer, and I'll actually be doing the headlining there. I'll be doing the headlining there, and we'll have two features. It's an open mic, and they're going to have me and two other features.
Interesting. I'll have
So it's Papa Beer. Sierra, you had her here on the show.
I can't do that show or mic because I work those nights. She has it on.
I know. Friday night. It's a Friday night, so, you know, it's a good... It's a rough but fun crowd, I hear. Being from the hood, I like that.
Sorry, besides Robin's mic, where else is there to go on that?
Where's your mic at?
Hers is monthly, though.
Yeah, mine's only monthly. It's the first of the month, and we're having an anniversary show because I've been doing it for 1 year. And so I believe it's July 7th.
Have no reason not to go to Papa Beer.
I can come out to that show. I have a bunch of stuff in July too. Like the list is just keeps on growing because people are reaching out and I'm doing stuff.
On Instagram,
that's phenomenal.
I think it's because
Instagram or
my Instagram is the Joe Izzo. You could also find me on, Facebook, TikTok, all of that at the Joe Izzo.
Yeah, you don't want to get confused with the Joe Izzo.
Bad news. Yeah, don't use the. There's no two E's in there. Listen, Philadelphia Public School, all right?
My head's been so filled I don't even know what days I'm booked where, so I'm not talking about
I'm very...
Did you bring some news to stand up for? We'll start with you. Go ahead.
Because
the news was born without any legs and it's in a wheelchair all the time.
It's in a wheelchair.
Someone's got to stand up for the news.
Woo!
So that's when the news calls us.
All right. Well, in the stock market today, Logitech's prices have sunk to bottoms, okay? Their stock price is getting dragged harder than nets on the sea floor right now.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we were just talking about that.
I'm so sorry. I am so going to hell for that one.
Hey, Jim.
Tough, man. Somebody's got to stand up for the news. It's not easy, you know?
Yeah, right?
You got to make humor out of pain.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I know Jim has a news story that we were talking about earlier about the baseball team.
Oh, yes. There was a...
Jim's been here the whole time?
Yeah, yeah, Captain
he
Jim
Oh, my God,
everything.
Jim.
Well, not in the room. He's not.
I love you, bro. Jim. I miss you, Jim.
I miss you, too. I miss you, too. Hey, did you know this? A doctor's group that promotes a plant-based diet and animal rights was a minor league baseball team in Georgia called the Macon Bacon to serve meat substitutes at their stadium instead of real meat and change their name to the Macon Bacon Bacon.
They also want
the minor league team, the Durham Bulls, to change their name to the Impossible Bulger. We got to stop letting vegetarians name things.
If you smoke that bacon with some cannabis, it'd be the Jamaican Macon Bacon Bacon.
The Canadian Jamaican
Bacon.
There was also a few other name alternatives for the Macon Bacon team. The alternatives were the Tofu Fighters.
Nice.
The Soys of Summer.
Oh.
And the Macon Not Bacon.
Oh, man. I wish I had that whistle with me.
Yeah, oh, gosh. Everything's just a little bit off today. You don't have the whistle.
Oh, I got it right here, you guys. I was kidding.
There we go.
I do jokes, you know. Good job there, Robin. Joe Izzo, stand up for the news, will you?
Wow.
I don't know why I said it like that.
Well, a drug syndicate hid methamphetamine inside a maple syrup. No wonder the kids are bouncing off the walls.
Yeah, that was an interesting story. I guess they were smuggling it to Australia in maple syrup.
And I'm like, I mean, like, they say ADD, I say methamphetamine.
Taking the syrup down under.
So it's a Heisenberg, we have Aunt Jemima'sburg.
So how's the Ma Jointment treating Mr. Savage, Mom?
Oh, it's really good. In fact, every night he puts it on his leg and then on his hip.
How's the supply running? You doing okay?
Yeah, I was going to say.
I brought some more Ma Jointment. That's Louis Collada, my friend Gonzo, created Ma Jointment. It's a topical ointment pain. It eliminates any pain. Within 5 minutes, did I give you any yet, Joe Izzo?
Are you in pain anywhere,
right here?
Joe Izzo?
I won't wear underwear.
Do you have any aches and pains anywhere?
Deep in my soul.
It has to be some place where you can spray with a spray bottle.
Whom?
You got Trey on the line with you. He just called in.
Trey Carr.
Oh, Trey Carr. Trey.
Comic Trey Carr. Welcome.
Okay.
Cool.
I had the honor of opening a show for you the other day. You special guested.
Trey did a great job.
This is Ma Jointment.
Hey, what's up, guys?
I'm trying to plug our sponsor right now there. That's what's up. Trey, welcome to the show. You've been on the show last year, man. You were so funny, too. But right now I'm talking about this stuff, Ma Jointment. Trey, do you have any aches and pains in your joints, backs, and knees, anywhere?
Buddy, I'm 45. We all do.
So I'm going to give you a sample of this stuff. How about you? Is that your same answer, Joe?
Oh, I was saying, yeah, my hands. Carpal tunnel.
Oh, yeah,
just put this on your... Give it 5 minutes, it'll go away.
Ooh, okay.
And that's a free sample.
I don't even know.
This is a $40 bottle here. And once you
I don't even know what I can say, but... Things that used to be fun to me give me pain.
Basketball and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. You got to throw your back into it.
Well, when I see you next, I'm going to have a free sample with me. I carry it wherever I go so that I can give out the samples. This is a $40 bottle here. They're our sponsor. Ma, join me. You contact me, Mac James, or my friend Louis Collada, anywhere on social media. But my number is 727-479-5861, and we can get you a sample or send you a bottle right away. Money back guarantee as well. That's our plug for Ma Jointment.
What's up with Titanic 2, Rich People 0?
Are we allowed to...
I don't know.
It's radio, so is the FBI really listening? Like, are we really going... I mean, like... I was saying earlier, who on the vessel had some information?
Some people say it's too soon, I guess. Like,
no, I'm not making fun of the bodies that are dead because, you know, they were dumb enough to pay to go on a one-way trip. But I'm saying who on that submersible had information on the Clintons?
It looks like a septic tank. They turned into a submarine. Oh, yeah. That's true.
Who on that submersible had information, you know? Like,
that's a thought.
No.
This stuff smells good, man. You sprayed that on?
Sprayed that on. It's strong.
Submarine.
Yeah, no, I keep a series of nicely folded tin hats.
It's got honeycomb in it.
Hey, Trey, I have to say, you tore it up that night. I saw you when you opened for James and Nathan.
Oh, I opened for him.
I appreciate it.
He's a special guest.
That wasn't my proud. Appreciate it. Yeah, dude, stand up for news. Let's go. Titanic 2.
What's that? What's that? A Titanic take?
There is literally a on Ocean Gate.
Like how can it not be a freaking conspiracy when it's called Ocean Gate? Like,
the name of the thing is Ocean Gate.
The Titan Ocean Gate.
How are we avoiding conspiracies?
Like, all you need is a Kennedy tied to it.
You're right.
It should be called Deepwater Gate.
Some miracle, I hope that they come out okay, but gosh, even though I hear they run out of they ran out of the old.
You ladies and gents, have a great night, brother. I'm going to hop off and spend time with the kids.
Right. Thank you for coming on.
Thanks for standing up for the news. Trey Carter, you're always welcome back.
Trey
you're
Carter.
On the show, bud. Clap, clap.
Right, well, see y'all.
Peace out, my dog. Captain Jim. Back to you.
Captain Jim, you're out on the waves right now, are you not?
No, I'm sure. I'm tied to the dock. I am aboard the catamaran, the Impossible Dream. We still have some work to do to get her ready.
We're
going up the East Coast, hopefully starting middle of next week, and we're going to be visiting major cities like New York, Boston, Portland, Baltimore. So if you've got if you've got somebody you love who's in a wheelchair and would like to come out on a boat and have a nice afternoon out, please contact our website, impossibledream.org, and we might be able to arrange something to help take you out.
I'm from Philadelphia. I know multiple people in wheelchairs.
Always plug in. Jim, we got any news to stand up for, Jim?
I do have some news for us to stand up for.
Yeah, always plug in.
James, did you know that tens of thousands of Mormon crickets buried in the soil have begun hatching last month and this month, and for weeks have been invading areas of northern Nevada, leaving a sticky red film wherever they go? Also, these crickets are known for wearing blue shirts and khaki pants, knocking on people's doors at inconvenient times and asking if they're interested in hearing more about the Church of Latter-day Saints. They're also a little sluggish in the morning because they're not allowed to have caffeine. It would make them jumpy.
Jumpy.
Because, James, they're Mormon crickets.
They're Mormon crickets.
You're silly, man. Robin Savage.
The FDA issues a warning to stores to stop selling disposable e-cigarettes. That includes a brand called Elf Bar. In an act of protest, Herbie the Dentist, Santa's Workshop, and all of the Keebler Elves have gone on strike. Because it's called the Elf Bar.
Wow. So, is it my turn?
Yeah.
So, a woman declared dead in Ecuador was revived during her wake, authorities said. They're investigating it because in Ecuador, a 76-year-old woman was declared dead at the hospital. But then, astonishing to her relatives, they heard knocking on the casket at her wake.
Oh,
imagine being that badass that you got kicked out of death.
The submarine stories, and now that, I am not going to sleep tonight. Oh, no.
Right?
Today's show is brought to you by Murphy's Law Law Group, you guys. Now, I Hate Murphy's Law by Captain Edwin Murphy, you know, whatever will go wrong, can go wrong type attitude. But I do like Eddie Murphy's Law. You ever heard of that?
No.
Well, that's just say that you were giving her a ride. It works every time. Back to you, Captain Jim.
All right. Thank you, James. In Illinois, a man has been charged after telling the police that he shot himself in the leg while dreaming that he had a home invader. Yeah, that's funny. But, yeah, the police never charged me with anything whenever I shoot myself in the foot.
Which is probably a lot, right, Jim?
It's all the time. My feet are like Swiss cheese.
All right, Joe.
I need 1 second.
Need okay.
I'm digesting something.
Like, oh, real quick.
I got a couple on standby.
You're on deck, Robin.
Dee Snider of Twisted Sister fame is penning his first novel called Frats. When asked if it would be allowed in the Florida schools, Governor Santos says, "We're not going to take it."
Jim.
So silly.
Oh, okay. Let's see. Nine minors were... this has been told before. Oh, in Pennsylvania, a school bus driver faces serious charges after allegedly using duct tape to restrain a 10-year-old student while on the way back from a to school from a group trip in March. And, you know, the National Group of People Against Child Abuse, which doesn't exist, says the bus driver's behavior is inexcusable and that if you do have to restrain a child with tape, please make sure that it's packing tape. It's more humane.
This week in news history, Gretchen Thornburg was quoted saying, "You stole my childhood! You stole my dreams!" at her famous speech she did for the environment, remember? Who is she talking to, Freddy Krueger? She's mad at. Get it, because you stole her dreams.
She stole her dreams.
Yeah, Freddie.
I have a This Week in History. This Week in History, June 22nd, 1955. Disney released the animated musical, The Lady and the Tramp, causing generations of people to ask, now which dog was the slut? didn't you, Jim, and Manny and I have a conversation about that?
Yeah.
What?
Oh no! Someone I had a conversation like recently with someone asking like why do they call it the tram?
Yeah, he's a runarounder.
Yeah,
he used to run around. Donald Trump declared when asked about Black Friday, he said he hasn't ever he's never seen an Ice Cube movie. I was just looking down, and that was in my face. I'm like, I want to say it.
All right. So, in Memphis, Tennessee, the prayers were answered when a church recovered a truckload of organ pipes. I didn't know that churches used fleshlights.
No, but they do have organ donors.
Did you guys know that Jesus from the Bible? You know who that is?
Jesus from the Bible.
Yeah. Did you know that guy? He didn't always want to be a savior.
Not the guy with the landscaping crew.
No. He's the guy in the Bible. He didn't always want to be a savior, dude, but it was like his family business or whatever. His dad made him do it. He had other jobs he wanted to do, man. Like, Jesus wanted to be in the WWE. Did you know that?
No.
He wanted to be a professional wrestler, but he couldn't cut it, you know? Every time he tried to hit somebody in the head with a steel chair, the legs slipped right through his hand holes. And then he was out there trying to play handball, you know, he thought he could be a handball champion of the world, and he go to swing and the ball went right through his hand, he missed. And you're like, dang it, Dad, I was way better at this 3 days ago. His dad just said, no, man, you gotta be a savior, dude.
And he never did very well at Jeopardy either, even though he knew all the answers, because he couldn't push the plunger.
The thing about him, man, the thing about Jesus is, there's the part in the Bible where Jesus gets on the boat, you know, and they go out in the water. And then Jesus gets out of the boat and starts walking around on the water. And why did he even get in the boat in the first place, you know? If he If you can walk on water.
That's true.
Right?
Like, yeah, so confusing. Walked on the water.
I mean, but like, would you really walk everywhere if you didn't have to? You know, I'm sure he can walk on water, but is he faster than a boat?
That's true. That's
true. To prove
we hear stories of him building things and speaking the word. We've never heard of stories of him being in a triathlon. Well, or like, you know,
riddle me this
he
then,
never Joe. Ran from the Romans.
And because he wouldn't walk on water, you know what he wouldn't do? Go on that submarine to see the
right?
Titanic?
Yeah. Oh, no, definitely not.
Not him. No, he'd never be able to do that.
What's that mean?
Nothing. Reacting to the baseball game. It's 5-3 Rays.
No, thank you, bud.
Oh.
What's going on? Yeah,
thank you, bud.
Hey,
go Rays.
They're playing my home team, Royals, so I don't know. I don't know
go
to be happy
Rays.
Or sad.
Go Rays.
Wait a second, Robin. You're from Kansas City?
I'm from Kansas City, my friend.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I love the Royals.
Nice.
For what it's worth, I'm sorry for years of suffering.
Robin, where do your royalties lie?
So there's that one part also, like people say, Jesus, take the wheel. You've heard that, right, Joe?
Yeah.
Well, that's crazy. You dummies, Jesus never drove a car before.
Right? Jesus, right?
Dale Sr., take the wheel. You know? Stay away from the wall and turn off the Pink Floyd, buddy. Slow down.
Slow down.
And that's who I would ride with.
Slow down, Ricky Bobby.
Jesus is our buddy. We're going to do a prayer every show, Jim, because Tommy Chong said to start praying more. Remember, that's the life lesson
today. If you can stay true in your faith and stay true to your whatever it is you're doing, you'll do whatever you want.
What's in your heart you need to stay true to no matter what. Because he said the truth needs little words. That's what he told us.
Truth needs little
man,
words.
Man, that guy's wise. It was like talking to a Gandalf, man.
Yeah, it was very enlightening. I really enjoyed it. It was fun.
Such an extreme level of enlightenment. And then I feel like I change inside.
So
I've gone for 1 week and everybody finds religion.
So I have met some like really cool people in my life. Yeah, I happened to sit down when I was a teenager and talk with Dave Attell when he was late at night with Dave Attell.
He came
to Love Park and like we were all skateboarding and drinking 40s and being just miscreants.
That's
and
awesome.
Got to talk with him and like, you know, it was really cool to meet him back then and then all these other people. And I will tell you, I got out of that interview with Tommy Chong because that is like childhood dream.
It changed your life, didn't it?
I screamed in the parking lot. I called my wife. I screamed like a little girl, like, it was amazing. For the radio listeners that don't know, I'm a big beardy man. Like, not big, well, I'm small, but big bearded. And I'm high pitching in a parking lot to my wife.
Your machismo came out in a high pitch scream. To me, it's like being friends with Ric Flair. It changes your life when you get to know someone like that.
Yeah.
And then you start. They know you, like Rick started. I told you my story about how Rick talked me into doing stand-up comedy. So it's like that. It changes your life when you meet someone like that that's giving back to people.
Yeah,
he's doing these, like he said, he's doing these interviews for nothing, just to help the next generation move on up.
Wow, that's admirable.
That is so amazing.
We're having all these epiphanies. Manny says I'm having these visions and epiphanies all the time, and we're all having them. I'm telling him, so am I. I'm having these weird out-of-body experiences.
Like, we just
move.
It's time to move. It's time to do
this. We're
going to
start popping. Stanford News is going far, I think.
We're all doing a lot of things.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I love comedy. I've been doing it for so long, and there's just so many iterations of what I'm trying to do. And I love it.
I think it's great that we're all networking, too.
That thing.
Yeah.
The Fringe Fest. And that's like, that's another thing. Like, she's in our crew. Bam, she's popping. Joe's in our crew now. Bam, Joe's popping. Stanford News live events and Russell's popping. You know, we're all doing great.
Manny's popping.
Well, it's what happens when you find genuine people that are willing to work and that are willing to network.
Yeah,
like The big thing is the networking.
So
and
Tommy
like, you know,
said the commonality
just like
of it.
In any other scene, in any other thing, because I'm a DJ, I'm also a tattooer.
Oh, okay.
I'm in all these different facets of life, and you see the same shit. It's like high school.
That's number two, mister.
I'm so sorry. You see the same stuff. It's like high school, where like there's cliques of people.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's like, you know, cliques of people, and you a lot of times there's cliques are toxic. Mm-hmm. And when people network, when all the cliques move together as a community,
yeah,
does it work the best?
I think we were attracted each other to each other by all thinking, if I was surrounded by the right team,
yeah,
we could start making things happen. Then we all had this commonality, like Tommy was talking about. It's in the air. It's electric, and we're all connected. Mm-hmm. And then it drove us together.
Yeah.
Jim, me, Robin, Manny, and then now you and Ace, yeah, and all the people, even Trey calling in. And Scott Patrick's our man on the street, and everybody's just here. Matt's here for us. Everything's falling in place. Dawn's there for us.
Yeah,
Linda
hard work
Smith
pays off,
Tommy
man.
Tommy Chong
yeah.
to be a part
yeah,
of
hard work
lives.
Pays off.
So
you see me, I carry my Bible. I carry my Bible with me everywhere.
A pen
and my Bible.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Hey, let's play the number game, you guys. Pick your number in my book of any number 1 through 536. Please don't pick a low number. Those are my really old bad jokes. And I will tell you whatever number that comes up.
423.
No, there you go.
I thought you were going to say 420. No. I was like, I get that one a lot. 423. Let's see what we got here, buds. It might not be appropriate for the radio.
I hope it's
not. I wish that Mother Nature were a hermaphrodite. That way I could tell the whole world to go F itself.
Oh, that is perfect for me. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
423 is my birthday, so I was like, let's see what miscreant shit my name.
That's number three, Joe.
Hey, I retire.
You're tapping out, huh?
I retire.
Strikes and you're off.
I'm sorry.
Stand up for news.
When you give
stand
me
up for news. Well, stand up for you. Just kidding.
You're going to be so happy.
Oh, actually, I have a stand up for news joke that fits right in with what we're talking about. In Europe, empty churches and cathedrals are being turned into bars and dance clubs. In Brussels, one disco has a drawing of a priest kissing a nun as its logo. Yeah, this prompted the Catholics all over the world to question, they let little boys become nuns?
Jim Marvin.
Hold on, bud.
Hold up, wait a minute. I'm about to flow like a breeze through the trees. You can watch Jim blow. Come on, Joe Izzo.
All right, so in Germany.
Do you think it'd be an insult if you told a tree to go pollinate itself?
I got a story.
Comedian Marlon Wayans was cited for disturbing the peace after being removed from a United Airlines flight. Wayans was so upset that the airline said that he could not bring on a carry-on bag that was not included in the price of his ticket, and they would have to charge him more money. Oh, wait a minute. That's what happened to his brother Marlon, didn't it?
Oh, I thought you said Marlon Wayans.
You did.
Did I say Marlon twice? Do I have to rewrite
right,
this joke? Carry on without me.
This show is brought to you by Kleenex. Get Kleenex, guys, because mine was a dirty tramp.
All right.
Find it, Joe?
I'm going to talk about, so lately in the news, researchers have said that AI has reached general level human intelligence, which means it's smarter than half the people that vote.
Yeah.
Smarter than me.
So,
I guess we're in trouble. I have one for now, James over here, because I know you just got your motorcycle back. You're riding your motorcycle everywhere.
Love it.
There's a company that produced the first airbag pants for motorcyclists. The pants are attached to a ripcord that inflate the clothing if the driver's thrown from the bike. Nice. MC Hammer is currently suing for copyright infringement.
this week in history, the Washington Washington Redskins changed their name to the Washington Commanders. But first, you guys remember it was the Washington football team. Donald Trump was going to buy that team, you guys. And did you know he was going to change the name too? Yeah, he was going to change it to the Washington Orange Skins. Yes, but also the Brothers Grimm had plans to buy the team. You know who the Brothers Grimm are?
Yeah, they were going to
change the name too to the Washington Rumpelstiltskins.
So in London, there has been a rolling thunder. Contestants chase a cheese wheel down the hill in a chaotic race.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
They just toss and tumble chasing that cheddar.
Doesn't Adele have a song called Rolling Thunder? No?
I don't know. Hear the thunder?
What color is your nail polish?
Yeah, that was something I had to tell them, and Thunder was Imagine Dragons.
Thank you.
Imagine Dragons, yes.
Well, what was Adele's? I'm asking a room full of dudes about Adele.
Adele is my least favorite thing to listen to, literally. There's Oasis, there's Odell, and then there's Ed Sheeran. Actually, his last name is not Sheeran, you guys. Sheeran is actually what his last date did into oncoming traffic when she heard his music.
My wife would smack me right now for laughing at that. We were married in 2017, and we're both white, so you know that was our wedding song.
Ouch.
I have one more This Week in History joke. I'd
commit suicide to.
Right.
Just put some of that on.
I got one more This Week in History joke. This Week in History, June 15th, 1844, Charles Goodyear received a patent for the process of rubber vulcanization.
Vulcanization.
Vulcanization, yeah. Unfortunately for Bill So-So Decade, who was trying to obtain the same patent.
I would not have been able to say that word, Mom. Good job.
Joe, help me. Right.
Who wants to take
the mic? And you know what? My wife would be impressed because normally I have mush mouth, because I just rrr words out. But vulcanization is one of the things I understand and know how to say.
You've been doing well on the show doing that,
right?
You vulcanized very well.
Sally sells she sells down by the seashore.
Vulcanization sounds like Dr. Spock going through puberty.
Yeah, right? Right.
It's like he's getting his communion. Got my vulcanization. It's a vaccination.
I don't feel
and
the same.
Don't go in there. He's vulcanization.
I think that's Vulcanvation. It's different.
That's great.
What do you got left over for us, Robin?
Okay.
This has been a great show.
This has been a really
fun
show. Yeah.
You having fun, Matt? As long as the Rays are winning, I'm happy too, my man. That's what's up. Go Rays. We're crushing everybody. There's no one. I can't wait till we play the Diamondbacks because there's no one that we've faced that's everybody. We've beaten all the division leaders, right? Think about it. We beat Minnesota up, swept them. All the division leaders we beat.
You play them next week.
Yep, next week, right? Can't wait.
Who do you play next week?
Arizona's leading their division. That's one of the only divisions
we have. It's a damn miracle in and of itself.
Yeah, right?
Oh, okay.
I cannot wait because we beat Texas in that series, and they lead their division. And every team, seriously, man, did we take the series against Baltimore?
Split it.
That's what we're doing right now, right?
Well, you're up 5-3 on Kansas City, and we're in the
eighth inning. Oh, it's KC. That's right. That's right.
Yeah. We split the series. Kansas City for four, yeah.
Baltimore would be a leader in all but two divisions, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Because they're a darn good team, too. They're probably getting a
Never thought I'd say that the friggin' Baltimore Orioles are a second-place team. Never would have figured that.
Yeah, because they can be first in any division right now, pretty much, except for one that they'd be a game behind in.
Well, that also shows how big of a joke the AL Central is. No team in that division has a winning record.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Minnesota stinks. Detroit's my old team. They stink.
And so do my Mets. So.
I'm Phillies all day. So.
Well, we've been stand-up Phillies, you guys, and that's been our one-hour recap of our edition with Tommy Chong.
Yeah.
And then Captain Jim's on this new segment called Where the Heck is Oh Captain, Our Captain,
Captain
Now?
Captain, Oh Captain.
We got our new co-host for when he can be here, of course.
And oh, yeah, yeah. Thank you again, I see Robin myself Savage, being
for
here.
For the Orlando Invasion. Thank you, Joe Izzo.
No, thank you for coming and having me, and thank you for inviting me on all these great adventures.
Oh, hey, all right, stand up for news, you guys. Stand up for news.
Stand up.
Stand up for
news.
Well, stand up for news. Talk to Chong Chong. Stand up for news. All right, see you next week.
See you next week. Thank you.
Bye-bye. WTA.